energy forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. An excessive heat warning continues until 10 p.m. Thursday night. Clear skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 102. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight. Lows of aloft around 76. High temperatures reach up to 103. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 95.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas transportation officials are sounding the alarm, saying that with the number of individuals transitioning to electric vehicles across the state, they say they're having a hard time keeping up with demand with charging stations around highways. This case, news reports that many experts expect electric vehicles to triple in the state of Kansas over the next 5 years, as the Kansas Department of Transportation says they're working on ways to try and get more money in to build charging stations.
Long-distance travel across the state of Kansas can be challenging.
Kansas Department of Transportation.
But in addition to that, this is just important infrastructure in that when you drive across the U.S., you expect to be able to fuel your vehicle.
That audio from KSN News. They say one problem is, with many engineers sounding the alarm on if we do build more charging stations, how we're going to sustain it with the current power grid.
We might be able to accommodate more electric vehicles if we sort of have some sort of a coordination in terms of charging.
But American Network News. The agricultural industry changes every day. It's time you partner with Pluto Commodities. They realize your farm is your business, and your business is your livelihood. And they're ready to help your livelihood succeed and grow. With personalized strategies and risk management consultations, you can enjoy your own dedicated phone line and even quick text responses. Find them online at PlutoCommodities.com and make sure to download the Pluto Commodities mobile app. The trading of derivatives such as futures and options may not be suitable for all investors. Derivatives trading involves substantial risk, and you should fully understand those risks prior to trading. Andrew McCarty Incorporated utilizes the following legal DBA, Pluto Commodities.
Do you dream of something greater, like earning a college degree or technical certification, but you're not sure how to pay for it? The Kansas Army National Guard pays 100% of state school tuition and mandatory fees. We live here, we work here, we serve here. Experience the personal fulfillment of helping your community during emergencies as you serve in the Guard part-time. To learn more, visit NationalGuard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and the station.
The new Kansas City International Airport has announced that as they continue to expand, they are planning to build near 60 solar panels for the airport, with a potential to increase to more than 500, that they say could potentially power up to 70,000 homes in the area. KWCH News reports that the announcement came from the Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas as he introduced the legislation last week to the City Council for the use of the 3,000-acre solar panel area. In a statement from the mayor, he said, quote, just one day before the one-year anniversary of President Biden signing the largest investment by the federal government to clean energy into law, signaling our nation's commitment to combating climate change, I am proud to announce exciting next steps for Kansas City's future solar array. They say the solar panels will be providing shade to the garages in the area, with the panels being built from a local company in Lawrence, and will produce more than 500 megawatts of electricity, powering up to 70,000 homes in the community. As according to the mayor, they wanted to propose the legislation at the one-year anniversary of the Inflation Reduction Act being signed into law. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Grammy award-winning country star Carly Pierce is bringing her soulful songs to the Kansas State Fair. With hits like I Hope You're Happy Now, Never Wanted to Be That Girl, Every Little Thing, What He Didn't Do, and Next Girl, it's a performance you don't want to miss. Details, I won't tell the hell they put me through. See Carly Pierce with Megan Maroney and Lauren Watkins at 7:30 p.m. on Saturday, September 9th at the Kansas State Fair. Learn more at kansasstatefair.com.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Nebraska State Fair is gearing up for the 2023 year, as they have announced earlier this week that the event will now have its own app where individuals are able to buy tickets to the State Fair, along with gaining information on some of the events that are ongoing. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that according to the press release from Kansas State Fair officials, they say that the app will include up-to-date information regarding the fair and ongoing events, where you can find visitors, food vendors, and see who's performing at the Nebraska Lottery Concert Series. According to Jamie Parr, the Nebraska State Fair Executive Director, she said, quote, the mobile app increases convenience to visitors, including those who are planning to attend and those who are already on the grounds. They say if you do purchase your ticket on the app, it is delivered to your phone instantly and can also schedule their entry day with the fair through the app. Other features include directions around the fair, the fairground map, social media feeds, latest news coming from the state fair, and contacting officials within the fair. The state fair is set August 25th through September 4th.
Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort is where the winners play in August.
Cool off
in our indoor water park while the winning stays red hot inside the casino.
Win random rewards
every Tuesday with $5,000 giveaways every hour from 6 to 9. Saturdays from 7 to 11.
Play Ducks of Love
and win up to $3,000. More entertainment, more attractions, and more winning this August at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort. Where the winners play, Highway 77 in Newkirk.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County communities have approved interlocal agreements with the county, allowing for a vote on a half-cent sales tax to fund a new jail facility. Five of those passed the measure last week, including Marysville, joining four other communities who had voted yes previously. Commissioners had responded to a previous recall ballot initiative that halted a lease purchase arrangement for a new jail, and spoke with community leaders who expressed concern with raising property taxes. A final decision to proceed with a sales tax vote has not yet been introduced, but may be following finalization of the interlocal agreements. With the August approval, cities will allow all proceeds raised to revert to the county, and it is expected the question could be on the November ballot. Marshall County Sheriff's Office switched earlier this month to a new 911 service, allowing dispatch faster response times with additional information in a database that can provide details as to a property in addition to location. The system will run $18,000 annually and will further connect Marshall with other counties in Kansas through emergency services. Delinquent property taxes in Marshall County topped $251,000 and include 349 parcels, which were published last week. The amount owed is some $2,000 higher than last year. Washington County delinquent property taxes were just over $140,000, and Nemahal County just over $135,000. Washington County Commissioners spoke by phone with a Kansas City-based consultant regarding services for consolidation of ambulance service. A feasibility study would be initiated, which would then define options, both short- and long-term prospects and costs. That process could take some 3 to 4 months. A proposal for review will be forwarded. No action was taken. Nemahal County Planning Commission has unanimously voted to approve the comprehensive plan and is recommending commissioners engage with professionals to provide guidance as to how to best honor a 60% majority opinion of surveyed county households opposed to future industrial wind projects. They also recommend the county develop programs to combat housing and child care shortages and address the lack of rural local broadband services. The question of zoning was not addressed by the group. Commissioners approved raising rates to $70 per ton for in-county and $80 per ton for out-of-county drops at the landfill. A high-speed chase last Monday that began in Shawnee County ended west of Frankfort as the suspect vehicle crashed and the driver was apprehended. Traversing from Wabunsee and Pottawatomie counties before passing through Frankfort, a Kansas Highway Patrol officer pursued the suspect on Tumbleweed Road, where the vehicle crashed at 17th Road. The individual involved was not identified. An arrest of two adults and two children, ages 6 and 7, by Marysville police was made July 27. The four were found inside the Marysville swimming pool after hours. The former Annunciation Parish School in Frankfort was demolished recently as the abandoned building had fallen into disrepair. The lot will be used for church parking. The Catholic school, built in 1919, served students through the mid-1970s. Hannah L. Herz, age 96, of Lynn, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Monday, 11 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church, rural Lynn. Burial in the church cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Hannah Herz. Julia Jean Roethlisberger, age 91, of Randolph, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Monday, 11 a.m. at St. Peter's Lutheran Church, south of Barnes. Burial of the church cemetery. Anders Feifley Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Gene Roethlisberger. Deb L. Schultz, age 57, of Liberty, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Presbyterian Church United. Graveside service will follow at the Liberty Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, family will greet friends from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hove at Funeral Home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Deb Schultz. Armand R. Charbonneau, age 93, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial of a church cemetery. Rosary Tuesday evening at 7 of a church. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Armand Charbonneau. Rodney L. Rod Eaton, age 59, of Washington, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday at 1 at the United Methodist Church in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 8. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington in charge of arrangements for Rod Eaton.
Where do you turn when the unexpected happens? You may wonder, what's next? Who do I call? What should I do? We at Christy Anders and Anders Feifley Funeral Homes are here to assist by providing support and personal services while helping create a beautiful and unique tribute for your loved one. We're proud to offer affordable, personalized packages to fit any budget. You can find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us in Waterville at Christy Anders Funeral Home or in Riley at Anders Feifley Funeral Home.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Over the next several days, an excessive heat warning continuing. This comes as an upper-level ridge of high pressure continues to dominate our weather pattern, keeping us sunny and hot pretty much through the end of the work week. There's a very slight chance for some showers into the day on Friday as that ridge begins to break down, and we'll ease back to some lower 90s as well for high temperatures on Friday, and even some 80s making a return into the upcoming weekend. But until then, looking to stay hot, with highs by this afternoon working up into the lower range of the 100s, and could have some heat index values working up into the 110s. By this afternoon. For tonight, mostly clear and staying muggy with overnight lows in the mid-70s. And pretty much the same story goes for Tuesday and into the day on Wednesday with afternoon high temperatures working up into the lower range of the 100s with heat indices into the 110s. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
On the heels of a record-breaking weekend, the heat wave continues. Manhattan, the hot spot in the contiguous 48 states, Saturday at 118 degrees. We hit 107 here in Marysville. Lawrence had a heat index of 134. Average high temperature, mid-August, 89. Record high on this date, 113. We broke a previous record high Saturday. The average low, 66, and the record low, 47. Sunset this evening, 8:20. Sunrise in the morning at 6:43. With continued hot weather forecast this week, Marysville schools have reached out to parents who may want to consider alternative transportation or pick up rural students. As buses are not air-conditioned, students are encouraged to bring and refill water bottles accordingly.
A recurring weather phenomenon takes place about this time each year. We will tell you what to watch for over the next few weeks on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, August 21st, the 233rd day of the year. Country singer Casey Musgraves celebrates a birthday, and Hawaii became America's 50th state on this day in 1959. Weather watchers have noticed a pattern about this time of year that occurs with remarkable regularity. Even while average daily temperatures are falling, they tend to level off and sometimes even spike in the final days of August or early September. Experts suspect it may be related to how the jet stream reacts to the seasonal reduction in sunlight. The exact mechanism is still a mystery, but the pattern seems to hold up most consistently in regions east of the Mississippi. See if it holds true over the next few weeks. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can find your local weather outlook online at almanac.com.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. After the announcement last week from the University of Kansas's athletic department regarding the new gateway project of the re-envisioned and remodeled David Booth Kansas Memorial Stadium, many of the players of the Kansas Jayhawk football team say it's groundbreaking and it's going to help rally the team and boost the program.
Everything on and off the field has been nothing but positive. The momentum was already real, but today it went to another level. Sitting here and seeing the future of David Booth Kansas Memorial Stadium in the Gateway District gives me chills for what's ahead. We're laying another brick today, and it is a major one.
That audio from Cake News. Head football coach Lance Leopold also said that it's going to be game-changing for the program.
Game-changing. It's a game-changer. It shows that this university administration is committed to being successful in Power 5 football. This is a statement to recruit for recruiting, to maintaining staff members, and our fan base.
Mid-America Network Sports.
Citizen soldiers of the Kansas Army National Guard answer the call whenever their communities need them. We live here, we work here, we serve here. Our doctors treat the sick, our technology specialists keep lines of communication running. We safeguard our country, our state, our communities, and we have a place for you. Your part-time service can make all the difference in the world and at home. Learn more at NationalGuard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today. The three-time Grammy Award-winning artist known as Nelly has announced that they will be performing at the halftime show of the 2023 Big 12 football championship game. Cake News reports the announcement came from the Big 12 conference last week as Nelly will be joining marching bands of both participating teams along with additional entertainment. As according to the conference officials, the 2023 Big 12 championship game will be played on Saturday, December 2nd at AT&T Stadium, with kickoff at 11 a.m. In a statement from the Big 12 Conference, they say, quote, "We are thrilled to announce Nelly will be joining our schools at marching bands to perform at the first ever Big 12 football championship halftime show. The Big 12 is committed to living at the intersection of sports and culture and introducing championship enhancements that are best in class." Tickets for the Big 12 championship game are already on sale as they went on sale on August 12th and are available across 9 different price levels that go from $99 to $350. And you can find more information online at SeatGate.com. Mid-America Network Sports.
Make every job easier with one stop at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber. For any project inside or out, if you're a professional or do-it-yourselfer, get the tools you need, including Milwaukee, DeWalt, Stanley, and more. Battery-operated tools offer the convenience and mobility with the power to get the job done quickly every time. Stocked with all the blades, bits, and accessories for your convenience as well. Check out the power tools selection today and get the work started on your schedule with Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber.
Sunflower Community Credit Union recognizes that members' health, both personal and financial, is top priority. In order to make your banking a completely safe experience, they're proud to now offer drive-in convenience, Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 till noon. Lending can be done remotely as well. Contact their friendly loan officers at 562-3741. New members always welcome. Call, go online, or drop by Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville for more details. Caring about your personal and financial health, Sunflower Community Credit Union.
You'll find no shortage of work to do in a New Holland Workmaster or Boomer compact tractor from CanEquip. You'll also find big savings when you buy now. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus no payments for 90 days. Or choose cash back on these 24 to 55 horsepower compact and subcompact tractors. They're roomy, easy to operate, and deliver all the power you could ask for. Ask about one today at CanEquip in Marysville. Offers end July 31st.
Marshall County Sports and Rec has a jam-packed fall lineup for you. Register now for co-ed junior soccer, grades pre-K and kindergarten, co-ed soccer, 1st through 12th, co-ed flag football, 1st through 6th, girls volleyball, 3rd through 6th, and adults co-ed volleyball. Go to Marshall County Sports and Rec's Facebook page for details. Deadline is Friday, August 25th. Drop payment and registration off at 708 Broadway in downtown Marysville.
Cancer prevention starts on your dinner plate. Well, actually, it can start in the garden. Growing your own nutrient-rich, cancer-fighting vegetables allows you to grow pesticide-free vegetables, harvest them at their peak, and use them right away, ensuring the highest nutrient value and best flavor. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Include some broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, kale, and turnip greens. When cut or chewed, these vegetables release cancer-fighting substances that help fend off several types of cancer. Include these vegetables in your stir-fries, as a side dish with meals, or eat them fresh as a snack or appetizer. 3 weekly servings of these vegetables can greatly reduce your cancer risk. In the garden, grow these beauties during the cooler parts of your growing season for the best flavor and productivity. And don't worry about frost. These can tolerate a light frost, and for some, their flavor even improves. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with Organic PlantSkin Animal Repellent. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. PlantSkin uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere before taking a bite out of your plants. It doesn't harm animals, but is effective against deer, rabbits, bulls, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. PlantSkin is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications are needed. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
Even though this young man had but a few months of formal education, you wouldn't know it by what career he adopted and how he changed the world. His story is next on this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Farming and land ownership comes with a share of liabilities, and you need an insurance company to help protect you. But when it comes down to it, what you really need is an individual who truly understands what you deal with each day and knows how to help you see what you may have overlooked. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm and ranch insurer in the nation. They have farm-certified agents. Those are agents that are specifically trained to handle the needs of farmers. I know there was a lot I had overlooked, and that's why we've created short videos to help address those key concerns. Go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host quick shows on important topics to help you protect your next.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with machine repeat to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Today, his workshops are a historical site in the suburbs of New York City. Mary Anger Backus says this area was the country when Thomas Edison moved to West Orange to construct his workshops. there in the late 1800s and early 1900s, he would assemble teams of scientists, craftsmen, and inventors that would literally change the world.
His teams of muckers, as he called them, he referred to the people who worked on his ideas as his muckers. Certainly those were select numbers of people, but at one time in its history, at its height, about 1900 to about 1915, Edison Industries employed 10,000 people because they were also manufacturing what was invented here. That was a real key. It was the world's first research and development facility, but they also manufactured what they invented and sold it.
It's interesting to see how some of the goals Edison had for his machines actually differed from their eventual use.
He saw motion pictures as a tool for education. He invented motion pictures to use in the classroom. He didn't foresee widespread commercial use or Hollywood.
Many of the buildings at the Edison National Historic Site are just as they were when Edison passed away. As he grew older, there was a push to preserve these famous buildings, and that's why the Park Service has many of Edison's original resources right here for visitors to see.
Mr. Edison changed all of our lives, everyone who lives around the world. And we're the site that commemorates that change in our lifestyles that has never really to this day been duplicated.
It's a place that all Americans should take time to visit. After all, it was from these very buildings that many of our modern-day conveniences originated. Traveling the countryside, in West Orange, New Jersey, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be an estate auction for Bob and Mary Ellen Frazee Saturday, August 26th, 10 a.m. in Summerfield at 401 4th Street. Appliances sell at noon and include two refrigerators, nearly new, super-capacity electric stove, commercial washer and electric dryer, two chest freezers, 20 and 16 cubic foot, many tools, most shop tools on stands include a scroll saw, table saw, drum sander, router table, drill press, bench grinder, three cordless drills, craftsman socket sets, long-handled tools, 13,000-watt portable generator. Summerfield books include centennial history books, furniture including cabinets, buffet, dressers, tables, recliners, rocking chairs, as well as household and miscellaneous. This estate auction for Bob and Mary Ellen Frazee, Saturday, August 26th. Sale begins 10 a.m. in Summerfield at 401 4th. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Small tube-like nests made out of mud indicate a mud dauber has moved in. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. They look frightening, but this wasp isn't an insect to be too concerned about as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Today, we gather to celebrate the start of spraying season. The applications we make come with great promise, but also many questions. Will we spray too much? Will we spray too little? One can only hope that things will work out at harvest. Probably. Anyway, let's join together.
Still spraying and praying? Get the data you need to make informed decisions with John Deere Operations Center. Talk to your dealer or find us online to learn more.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
A fan of wasps. Mud dauber wasps aren't much of a threat, but their nests can be unsightly. Ken Holscher is an extension entomologist at Iowa State University. He says mud daubers have long, narrow midsections. Depending on the species, they vary in color from yellow and black, all black, or metallic blue. They are large and look menacing, but Holscher says their behavior is different from other wasps.
They are not social, so it's not as if there's a huge colony or nest of them as with other wasps and bees. And so they're not quite as aggressive in that regard because it's not as if they're protecting a home. Now, that doesn't mean that the females can't sting. They obviously can do that, but chances are you're probably going to have to grab her in your hand and force her to do that. She'll act fairly aggressive, but like I said, it's usually more bark than it is bite.
The females make the tube-like nests by carrying mud and molding it to a protected structure such as the walls of a garage or under a deck. They go out and find small spiders, paralyze them, and lay an egg on them inside the mud nest. When baby mud daubers hatch, they have their first meal waiting for them. Holscher says in the South, young black widow spiders are a favorite food. As to whether or not mud daubers are beneficial insects depends on how you look at them. But if you're uncomfortable with their presence, just knock down the nest.
If you notice them actively building that structure, what you can do is at night go and knock it down. All wasps, including mud dauber wasps, are inactive at night and they sure aren't going to be there. If you keep doing that, that'll discourage them. You can also wait until they're completely finished with it and then the wasps leave on their own and then go out there and knock that down.
Learn more about mud daubers at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Passions is gardening. It's so rewarding to plant a seed and nurture it as it grows throughout the season. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, managing your money is a lot like creating a garden. You need to plant the right seeds and nurture them so they'll bear fruit at the time you need them in the future. That can be things like saving money for emergencies and long-term goals like retirement. As you plan, make sure your decisions are aligned with your faith and what matters most to you. Keep in mind you'll need to weed your financial garden too. Start by tracking your spending for 1 month, then determine if there's expenses you no longer want or need, and be careful with debt. Try to stop using credit cards to pay for luxuries you can live without. So start planting the seeds of your financial future. You'll have more financial clarity and likely a more grateful and meaningful life. This is Callie Breeze with Thrivent.
The wild world of debating renewable fuels, next on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships, and now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. The one thing everyone seems to agree on when it comes to renewable fuels is that it's at least a partial solution to the problem of greenhouse gas emissions. Disagreement comes, though, with how agriculture plays into renewable fuels. Jeff Cooper heads the Renewable Fuels Association.
The opposition is being stirred up by organizations that simply do not want the sustainable aviation fuel opportunity to be open to farmers and crop-based biofuels. It's the same group of organizations that have been stirring up the food versus fuel myth and stirring up the land use change myth for the last 15 years.
Cooper says it makes no sense to rule out crop-based biofuels options.
There's no way that we're going to come anywhere close to producing the volume of sustainable aviation fuel that this administration is calling for. They've got a goal out there for 3 billion gallons of SAF by 2030. We don't get anywhere close to that if we can't use crop-based biofuels like corn ethanol and soybean-based biodiesel and renewable diesel as feedstocks for SAF.
Still, Cooper's optimistic.
We think there's going to be incredibly strong demand for ethanol in new markets and new opportunities.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news for this Monday, August the 21st. I'm Jeff Aiken. Wheat markets in recent years have been some of the most volatile in history. Global factors like war and drought have been major influences on trader mindsets, leading to extreme and unpredictable price movement for wheat. Marketing year 2022-23 ended May 31st, and U.S. Wheat Associates analyzed the information, providing an overview of the year's export demand for U.S. wheat and demand trends. President of U.S. Wheat Associates, Vince Peterson, describes some of the global factors that led to high prices for American hard red winter wheat, whose exports were 32% behind the previous marketing year.
But it was a sort of a culmination year of problems. Previously, two consecutive years of drought in our winter wheat area. Record high crop in Australia, a very high crop of spring wheat in Canada, and then the Russian war and the Black Sea with Ukraine just kind of turning the wheat market upside down on its head to things we haven't seen before. So it's a sort of a combination of about three different things that all came together this last year and put us kind of down where we ended the year.
Peterson says that drought-limited production leading to reduced supply meant that U.S. products were at a steep price premium compared to wheat from other countries for sale in the world market.
And our hard red winter wheat prices are the ones that probably caused us to suffer the most. We were as much as $100 a ton, even a little bit more on an FOB basis than, let's say, Russian wheat or Eastern European wheat. And that definitely hurt between the crop size and the price spread, really hurt the hard red winter wheat exports last year.
That's Vince Peterson, president of U.S. Wheat Associates. Let's look at your ag news for this Monday, August the 21st.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas. Hey, farmers, check this out.
Ameristand 455 TQ Alfalfa is a Roundup-ready alfalfa with a good winter hardiness and averages 4 to 5 cuttings a season. Check out Ameristand 455 TQ.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2836. Kaufman Seeds.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Few things are more certain for cattlemen than the nuisance of flies on their cattle in the summer. Valley Vet Supply has a whole array of insecticide application equipment, starting with the 20-gallon ATV mist sprayer. Valley Vet offers concentrated permethrin for effective economical applications. Ask about insecticide rotational options for tick and fly control. Let the cattle apply fly treatment themselves with 10-foot cattle rubs, complete with face flips, and Bullmaster mineral feeders with the patented fly killer covers. Valley Vet Supply can help you with your fly control program. At valleyvet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit valleyvet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or visit their store in Marysville.
What will it take to rebuild the U.S. beef herd? And what are the indicators to watch for? That's today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Today, we gather to celebrate the start of spraying season. The applications we make come with great promise, but also many questions. Will we spray too much? Will we spray too little? One can only hope that things will work out at harvest. Probably. Anyway, let's join together.
Still spraying and praying? Get the data you need to make informed decisions with John Deere Operations Center. Talk to your dealer or find us online to learn more.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
The U.S. cattle herd has gone through significant downsizing in the last few years. Associate Extension Professor of Markets and Policy at the University of Missouri, Dr. Scott Brown, offers a couple of key indicators as he anticipates herd expansion.
So number one, watch that quarterly cattle on feed number. We get the percentage of heifers on feed once a quarter. We need that to get down below 35%. That's a sure sign we're holding heifers. And then second, although we're down in beef cow slaughter year to date this year relative to last, that's a little more than 10% as I recall that number. 2022 was high because of the drought in places like Oklahoma, Colorado, Texas, et cetera. So we need cow slaughter to continue to get lower before we'll say we're holding back cows. To me, those are the two early indicators.
Brown says the smaller herd size will likely stick around into next year.
I currently expect January 1 of 2024, beef cow inventories to still be lower. And I'll say, don't forget, when we start holding back to try to build the herd, that will create a bigger hole in production in the short term. Those heifers being held back to go in the herd won't be beef So that hole has to happen as well. Again, I think it's tough to know the exact turn here at this point, but I tell folks all the time, don't think this cycle is going to be exactly like what we went through in 2014. Sometimes I remind us that back in 2014, 2015, we were coming off of very high corn prices because of the drought of 2012, but corn prices were back below $4 a bushel. I hope we don't see corn below $4 a bushel for corn producers anytime soon. It's just different right now.
I'm Lori Boyer. For more cattle industry information, log on to agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Look at your midday markets presented by Pluto Commodities. You can find them online at PlutoCommodities.com. Andy, what's going on, sir?
Hey, how are you today?
Yeah, doing great, man. Thanks for doing this.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we're having ourselves a little bit of a frustrating day here so far in the grain market. You've got September corn down 7.25 at 472.25. December corn down 7.5 at 485.5. Soybeans, we're up quite a bit overnight, cooled down here a little bit at the afternoon, but up 11.25 in September beans at 1374, and November beans up 12.5 at 1365.75. Taking a look over here at December soybean meal, we're up $10 at $3.99. Soy oils for October is down 30 cents, 65.57. And looking at the frustrating wheat markets, you've got Kansas City wheat down 13.75 at 739.75 in September, and December down 13 at 747.75. Red winter wheat down 11.5 at 601.75 and 628 for December. Looking at hard red spring wheat, September's down. And a half at 179.95 for October. This is Andrew with your Pluto Commodities Grain Market Update. If there's anything you need at all, give us a call here in the office. It's 877-87-PLUTO.
The agricultural industry changes every day. It's time you partner with Pluto Commodities. They realize your farm is your business, and your business is your livelihood, and they're ready to help your livelihood succeed and grow. With personalized strategies and risk management consultations, you can enjoy your own dedicated phone line and even quick text responses. Find them online at PlutoCommodities.com, and make sure to download the Pluto Commodities mobile app. The trading of derivatives such as futures and options may not be suitable for all investors. Derivatives trading involves substantial risk, and you should fully understand those risks prior to trading. Andrew McCarty Incorporated utilizes the following legal DBA, Pluto Commodities.
We're out to be number one in the USA. That's the reason people say, Rusty Eck Ford, hey, you can't do better than that.
We're delivering deals during our Labor Day sales event at Rusty Eck Ford. We have hundreds of vehicles available that need to go so we can make room for new inventory on its way. So we're doing discounts up to $10,000 off MSRP.
Rusty Eck Ford, yeah. You can't do better than that.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Stressful times can cause high nitrate levels in crops, which can result in death in livestock if fed to them. K-State beef specialist Sandy Johnson discusses what producers could do to hopefully help mitigate nitrate toxicity risk in their cattle herd. She says the nitrate is usually in a certain part of the plant.
Generally, the upper portion of the plant and leaves will not contain as much nitrates. And so penalty for not knowing how high the nitrates might be in your feedstuff is the animals can die or they can lose pregnancies. So it's a high level of concern. We've dealt with it for years and years, but we just need to make sure we're aware of the potential and manage around it as best we can.
She says what can cause concerning nitrate levels in crops and why the forage should be sampled.
If it's really dry in your area, the forage amount is limited, and so we're looking, you know, we need to feed that forage somehow. So if it's hailed on or enough rain that the plant tries to go again, we want to think about sampling that forage before we harvest it. So when we think about sampling for nitrates, we have to be aware that the field can be highly variable. And so if we're trying to sample to determine, shall we harvest yet? It's always harder to collect standing forage, I think, and feel like, oh, we got all this volume and how do we reduce it and get a good sample? And so be diligent in your sampling.
There are many factors to take into consideration when deciding how much should be included in the ration.
And it's always a trade-off when we're really short of forage, you know, how much do we want to give up? So you got to think about that. And part of that is how are you going to feed it? You know, if you're a person that has some other forages that are not going to be high nitrates and you're able to mix and blend that well, you might get away with taking a little more off the field. But we're always concerned about leaving enough cover on the field as well in terms of wind, erosion, and just protecting that soil. So generally raising that cutter bar is a good idea. So if the other options we think about is if we put it in sillage, the nitrates are generally reduced about 50% during the in-silling process, but you need to have good in-silling conditions for that to occur. And sometimes it's hard to get the timing of silage optimal during a drought, but you know, just understand there'll probably be some reduction there. And with any of these things, we're going to test it before we feed it to make sure the best way to use it.
That was Key State Beef Specialist Sandy Johnson with ways producers could potentially use crops with possibly high nitrate levels for feeding. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the Key State Radio Network.
Hey, y'all, this is Addison Johnson. I'll be at the stage in Virginia, Nebraska this Friday night. Check out my song, Out of Control.
Down in this ballroom, the sun shines through the blinds. That stool is still warm from when I left it last night. The people pass by me like an old abandoned car, 'cause I'm a shaker for the makers, and it's making its mark.
music right in your backyard. See Addison Johnson this Friday night at the Stage in Virginia, Nebraska, just east of Beatrice. Doors open at 7 p.m.
A classic country library so big, we had to put it on two stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.